Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Planet. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the depths of Wikipedia's most fascinating articles and bring you the essential details with a bit of spark. I'm Alloy, your guide through today's cosmic journey, and we're tackling a topic that's both vast and fundamental: planets. For our one-sentence summary, a planet is a celestial body that orbits a star, is massive enough to be rounded by its own gravity, but not massive enough to cause thermonuclear fusion, and has cleared its neighboring region of planetesimals. To start off, let's think about the night sky. We've all marveled at it, seen stars twinkling, maybe even spotted a passing satellite. But planets, they're a bit different, not twinkling points of light, but bright orbs casting steadier glows. Why is that? What actually makes a planet? Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today. First off, the very definition of what constitutes a planet has evolved considerably over time. Let's take a quick trip down history lane. In early human history, humanity characterized planets by their wandering compared to the seemingly fixed stars. Ancient civilizations like the Greeks and Babylonians identified wandering stars, which we know today as the classical planets visible to the naked eye: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. Fast forward to the 17th century with the advent of the telescope. Suddenly, the night sky revealed more than just what the naked eye could see. Galileo Galilei's observations hinted at other celestial bodies, and before long, Uranus was discovered by William Herschel in 1781. But the real game changer came in 1930 with the discovery of Pluto. Pluto was initially classified as the ninth planet of our solar system. But this brings us to an interesting twist in our planetary tale. By the early 21st century, astronomers had found numerous other objects in Pluto's vicinity, some even similar in size or larger. This raised crucial questions. What truly makes a planet a planet? In 2006, the International Astronomical Union stepped in to clarify this with what might be the most debated definition in recent times. A celestial body must meet three criteria to be considered a planet. 1. It must orbit the sun. 2. It must be spherical, or more technically, in hydrostatic equilibrium. 3. It must have cleared its neighborhood around its orbit. Now, this last point caused quite a stir because it reclassified Pluto from being a planet to what we now call a dwarf planet. It's fascinating, isn't it? The world, well, the universe, suddenly seemed both bigger and smaller. To zoom out a bit, it's not just our solar system we are talking about when we discuss planets. Exoplanets, the planets orbiting other stars, are a hotbed of current astronomical exploration. Our Milky Way hosts potentially billions of planets, and these discoveries have expanded our curiosity beyond just our cosmic backyard. Interest in planets continues to drive some of the most exciting scientific endeavors of our time. Take Mars, for instance. The red planet has fascinated us for centuries and is the focus of multiple missions exploring its surface and testing for signs of past or present life. NASA's Perseverance rover is working tirelessly, not to mention the array of rovers and probes already making tracks and transmitting critical data back to Earth. Let's now pivot to something more conceptual: the structure of planets. Broadly, we categorize planets into two types: terrestrial and gas giants. Terrestrial planets include Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. These are rocky, with solid surfaces, and are smaller in comparison to the gargantuan gas giants like Jupiter and Saturn, which lack a well-defined solid surface and are composed mostly of hydrogen and helium. Speaking of Earth, this blue-green marvel that we call home is unique, at least to our current knowledge, because of its ability to harbor life. But it also serves as a standard, raising questions that pull at the very strings of our curiosity. Could there be another Earth, another Goldilocks zone, where conditions are just right for life? And then there are the ice giants, Uranus and Neptune, that blur the lines a bit. Their compositions are thought to include ices such as water, ammonia, and methane. Intriguing, isn't it? Three categories, but a plethora of diversity. As we expand our understanding, we encounter rogue planets, solitary wanderers that don't orbit any star. Imagine that. Planets adrift in the vast interstellar void, alone yet integral to our broader understanding of celestial mechanics and formation theories. Now let's indulge in a thought experiment. If you were given a chance to visit one of these celestial bodies, where would you go and why? Would it be Mars, with its possible signs of past water flows? Or maybe Titan, the largest moon of Saturn, with its thick atmosphere and hydrocarbon lakes? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Before we wrap things up, consider this. Planets are more than just objects floating in space. They've been inspirational beacons throughout human history, guides for ancient sailors, and mysteries that continue to challenge, inform, and push the boundaries of our collective knowledge. I want to leave you with a call to action. The next time you gaze up at the night sky, take a moment to appreciate these celestial wanderers. Maybe reflect on how much there is left to discover, how each new finding can reshape our understanding of the cosmos and our place within it. If you've got a telescope gathering dust, now might be the perfect time to dust it off and do some stargazing of your own. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. I hope you found our journey through the world of planets as intriguing as I did. Stay curious and keep exploring the wonders that lie both within and beyond our reach. Until next time, keep looking up and wondering about the cosmic tapestries that bind us all together.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Planet. Thanks for listening. See you next time.